You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a degree in fashion appreciation and an enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents knew how to dress themselves. Naked people have little or no influence on society, Mark Twain quipped. Perhaps Twain was referring to the music-buying society, as artists have always had a crucial visual aspect. You can be an ace with your axe, and your songs have all the hooks, but if you don't look good, all could be lost. Just ask Bill Haley. He would probably argue Elvis's bigger impact wasn't his voice, it was his look. Haley dressed as hip as any 30-something pudgy middle-class white man could, but a young Elvis embraced trend-setting black fashions, and his look left an ineradicable image that scuttled Haley's appeal despite his music. Put your glad rags on and join me for the Rockin' Rhythm Review with Threads. Let's look inside my rockin' shift robe and find some cat clothes for a night on the town. There's a pink petticoat to go under a blue velvet dress, and a zoot suit's in there somewhere. A tight skirt will go nice with penny loafers and bobby socks. Or maybe I'll check the clothesline for some bell bottoms or just plain old blue jeans. Sun Records befuddles me with the amount of quality recording Sam Phillips kept in the can until decades later. Even Carl Perkins was not exempt. Carl is responsible for arguably the biggest fashion statement in rock and rhythm with Blue Suede Shoes. But in 1956, Carl recorded several variations of a wardrobe-centric tune, which all hung in the Sun closet, including a kinetic take featuring Jerry Lee Lewis. Put your cat clothes on.
They took my blue suede shoes down to Oldsmobile. Got to rockin' with the rhythm, run them over at the hill. Put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock and roll. Put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna bob and ride. Well, I slick up myself till I look like a dilly. I run downtown and get my female dilly. Put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna rock and ride. Yeah. Kitty, put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock and ride. Rock it! Well, my old gal's flowing easy, for all the hell cats know. Gets that bopping beat, she knocks the pipe off her toes. Oh, tonight we're gonna rock and ride. Yeah, kitty, put your cat clothes on. Oh, tonight we're gonna bop and ride. Jar, do some beat bopping rhythm. Pick the toenails up to my, put your
rocket ride, bump, bump, rocket ride, bump, bump, rocket ride. Get clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna ride a rocket ride.
The image of Kate Bradley's three daughters skinny dipping in the Shady Rest water tower, petticoats draped over the side on the TV classic Petticoat Junction, left quite an impression on a young boy's trousers growing up.
Petticoat Junction.
To this day, I'm not entirely sure what a petticoat does or how the petite coat from the Middle Ages had anything to do with the 1960s sitcom about trains and the goings-on at a rural hotel. But I'm glad the Big Bopper paid homage to them. 1958's Pink Petticoats.
Well, I pick up petticoats and a ballerina shoe. Pretty ponytail, give me the blues. Driving me crazy, driving me wild. I love my baby cause she love me in style. First time I saw this pretty little miss, she used to charge me a dollar a kiss. I bring all my money in a paper sack, when I'm a baby say, here your money back. Oh, pink petticoat, ballerina shoe, driving me crazy, give me the blue. I go a ring a ding a ding a with my honey bun. I always say, oh, Bopper, you the only one. Oh, when you see me walking on the down the street, I got my arm around my baby and she looks so sweet. I wanna put her in my pocket like a kangaroo do, in a pink petticoat and a ballerina shoe. Now everybody have a fit time. Are you the only one? Oh, when you see me walking on down the street, I got my arm around my baby and she looks so sweet. I wanna put her in my pocket like a kangaroo do, in a big petticoat and a ballerina shoe.
One of its first descriptions came in 1813 by U.S. Commodore Stephen Decatur, who wrote that his men were wearing blue trousers with bell bottoms. As to their origin, that's hard to pin down, but bell bottoms have been ringing in and out of fashion for over 200 years, and although popularity likely peaked in the late 60s, truth is their praises have been sung as early as 1953's Bell Bottom Boogie from Western 88 ace Merrill Moore.
From way out in California comes the news for dancing feet. It's the brand new bounce creation, it's the brand new boogie beat. It's the bell-bottom boogie,
bell-bottom boogie,
on its way,
on its way.
Ship ahoy, sailor boy, that's the bell-bottom boogie, that's what they say. It's in every jumping honky-tonk wherever you look. It's heard on every corner and it's even in the book. It's the bell-bottom boogie,
bell-bottom boogie,
swinging out,
swinging out.
Every mate's got a date, dance the bell-bottom boogie, that's what they shout. Old man Moses told about it, to check the claim. When he heard the rolling rhythm, man, he threw away his cane to the bell-bottom boogie,
bell-bottom boogie,
the latest thing,
latest thing.
Ship ahoy, sailor boy, dance the bell-bottom boogie, that's what they sing.
Martha heard about it, she went to hear the song. She felt the rockin' rhythm and she gave up her sarong to dance the bell-bottom boogie.
Bell-bottom boogie.
Swing and sway.
Swing and sway.
Every mate's got a date to dance the bell-bottom boogie all night and day. Down below the border, Amiga's got the news. They heard the rolling rhythm, now they're dancing off the shoes to the bell-bottom boogie.
Bell-bottom boogie.
Singing ole.
Singing ole.
Amigas know how to go. Dance the bell-bottom boogie. Take it away.
The origin of velvet has been lost to the loom of time, but most agree it was a Far East piled silk textile brought to Italy by Arab merchants during the Middle Ages, where it grew in popularity. Similarly, the history of the song Blue Velvet seems lost to time, although Bobby Vinton's 1963 cut hit number one and is best remembered. Crooner Tony Bennett was first in 1951, but the Clovers wore it best in 1954.
It was the night, softer than satin was the light from her eyes. She wore blue velvet, and as the night danced slowly warmer than May, her tender sighs, love was high. All the love we held tightly,
giving its rapturous glow,
like a flame burning brightly. But when she'd gone, gone was the glow of blue velvet, and in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet
through my tears.
I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Although Lieber and Stoller were great songwriters, they weren't shy to nick material on occasion. Under his pseudonym, Kent Harris and studio stalwart Ernie Freeman released a 1956 single on the Tiny Crest label, having Cops and Robbers on the A side, which Bo Diddley quickly covered, while the B side reemerged 4 years later as Shopping for Clothes by the Coasters, with an alias on the writer's credit. Harris sued Lieber and Stoller and won. As for Diddley, he wisely didn't claim authorship for his cover. Clothesline by Boogaloo and his gallant crew.
I was shopping for a suit the other day, and I walked into the department store. I stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, what can I do for you? I said, go in and show me all them sport clothes like you supposed to. He said, well, this year the country's on a continental kick. Everybody likes the Latin designs. I said, well, do you have? He said, we got everything. You see, clothes is our line.
Oh, wrap it up while you got it here on hand. That's what I told him. house, I'm going to a party, and I want to look as sharp as I can. I said, tell me more now, tell me more. He said, comfort in dress will be the keynote, with the solid colors toned down to a sheen. Now just picture yourself in patch pockets, all on nail, a pale silk mohair, gabardine. He said, now stop here a minute, look at this new fabric that just come in, I got on the shelf. It's an imported lightweight material. Try it on, go stand in the mirror and dig yourself. He said, now this is the newest of the splash weave with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two-button worsted model. I say, that's real nice. Wrap it up while you got it here on hand. I want to be standing tall tonight, because I'm going to a party, and I want to look as sharp as I can. See, they're wearing 28 shades of grays this year with the new knit stitch in the ways, and the very latest patterns of plaid stripes and checks. All that's gonna be in good taste. And for the businessman, we feature the natural shoulder, that retail wholesaler the deal, with the custom cuffs and the walking shorts. But I won't let you have me to steal. I said, well, fix me up with a credit account, Dad, and I'll make every payment like I should. He said, well, wait just a minute, let me run in here and check my books and see if we're standing good. When he come back, he said, I'm sorry, my boy, but I can't do no business with you. I say, what you mean, Jelly Bean? He said, your credit didn't go through.
Wrap it up while you got it here on hand. I'm brokenhearted now, because I'm going to a party, and I want to look as sharp as I can. Doggone it, I'm mad enough to dip snuff.
Wegen stepped out of Norway in the 1930s. The leather slip-on shoe featured a diamond-shaped cutout along the top, where two decades later, some fashionista slipped a penny in the cutout, and voila, the penny loafer. Bobby socks were typically white and had thick uppers that were rolled down to form a chunky cuff at the ankle. As to whom or what was Bobby, that's a mystery. What's not a mystery is the popular fashion combo of 1950s teens proved a perfect follow-up for the Sparkle Tones hit, Black Slacks. 1957's Penny Loafers and Bobby Socks.
Penny Loafers and Bobby Socks, to where the sweet 16 and pretty tops, you got that crazy rhythm and you never stop. She wears the Penny Loafers and Bobby Socks. Well, I got a girl who used to be a square. She thought that Toscanini was everywhere. She said that Beethoven was the top of the crop. And then she heard the news about Roland Rock. Penny Loafers and the Bobby Socks, to that sweet 16 and she's three and top. She's got that crazy rhythm and never stop. She wears the Penny Loafers and Bobby Socks.
The etymology of the word skirt is likely the Old Norse word skirta, but a skirt, in effect, has been in existence for thousands of years for use by men and women. Nowadays, primarily a feminine attire, the modern skirt left the floor for good around World War I and has ascended and descended the legs of women ever since. However, the greatest musical observer of a woman's ambulation, John Lee Hooker, cared not for the length, but for the fit. 1964's Big Legs, Tight Skirt.
Mm-hmm. nice guy, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big lady, nice guy, about to drive me out of my mind. I love me, oh baby, I just can't help myself. When I see you walking, walking down the street. When I see you walking, walking down the street. Your big leg, your tight skirt knocks me off of my feet. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Like a motor boat, ho, she walk, she rides like a motor boat. She reels, she rocks up and down the street. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind.
With several taking credits for its creation, Zoot Suits were first popularized in Harlem in the early 40s and later by Mexican-American pachucos in L.A. A quote ascribed to Malcolm X illustrates the garb as a killer-diller coat with a drape shape, reed pleats, and shoulders padded like a lunatic's cell. What's a zoot? Well, it's likely derived from what linguists call reduplication, like razzle-dazzle. Zoots invaded Britain in the 60s, whereupon the high numbers took note with 1964's Zoot Suit, then changed their name to The Who, and soon could afford all the Zoot Suits they wanted.
I'm the hippiest number in town, and I tell you why. I'm the snappiest dresser right down to my inch wide tie. And to get you wise, I'll explain to you a few of the things that a face is supposed to do. I wear a suit jacket with side bands 5 inches long.
5 inches long.
I have two-tone robe called a rash, yeah, you know this is wrong.
Know this is wrong.
But the main thing is, unless you're a fool, ah, you know you gotta know, yeah, you know, yeah, you gotta be cool.
Stripes
and the jacket that the salts can plainly see.
Plainly see.
So the action lies with all of you guys. It's how you look in the other, yeah, the other cat's eyes. But don't you see? But don't you see? But don't you see now? But don't you see now? Come on, baby. Don't you see now?
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Bernard Lansky. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com. In 1873, Levi Strauss and his rivet-obsessed partner Jacob Davis patented the modern blue jean. But what's a jean? Or for that matter, denim? Well, thank the French for the terms bleu de Jena, referring to a blue cotton fabric from Genoa, Italy, typically used for trousers, and serge de Nîmes, a sturdy cotton material from the French town Nîmes. Did Jean Vincent know this in 1956 when he and the Blue Caps cut Blue Jean Bop? Probably not.
Blue Jean, baby, with your big blue eyes. Don't want you looking at other guys. Got to make you give me one more chance. I can't keep still, so baby, let's dance. Well, the blue jean bop is the bop for me. Well, it's the bop, it's a dungaree. You dip your hip, free your knee, squeal on your heel, baby, one, two, three. Well, the blue jean bop, blue jean bop, baby, blue jean bop, blue jean bop, baby, blue jean bop, baby, won't you bop a jean? Bop, yeah, bop! With you. Well, hell, my heart starts a-hopping like a kangaroo. My feet do things I've never done before. Well, the blue jean, baby, give me more, more, more. Well, blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby. Blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby. Blue jean bob, baby, won't you bob the jean? Rock it again, blue cat, go! Baby, won't you bob the jean? Blue cap, bob the jean now, let's go! Well, it's a blue jean, a blue jean bob. A blue jean, a blue jean bob, baby. A blue jean, a blue jean bob. A blue jean, a blue jean bob. A blue jean, a baby, won't you bob a jean?